A state board has awarded a water permit to a company looking for gold in the Black Hills. Mineral Mountain Resources has already drilled 49 holes for core samples. Many of those were near Keystone. The company has now moved its search north to the Rochford area. The drills need water for lubrication. The company has bought water from the city of Lead and trucked it in 3,000-gallon tanks. Now the company wants water from a well near the drill sites. Matt Nas is a lawyer for Mineral Mountain. He testified at a hearing in Pier.
The application today is for water for exploratory drilling and 10 gallons a minute. Obviously, if there's going to be some large-scale mining operation in this area in the Black Hills someday, more than 10 gallons of water per minute will need to be utilized. And should that occur, Mineral Mountain Resources, or whomever is to do the mining, will be back here before this board asking for a permit to use water for that purpose.
Several people testified against the water permit. One was Lilius Jarding of Rapid City.
There's only one reason to explore for gold, and that is to find it and mine it. That's the reason people do this. Mining has a history, a long history, of contaminating the water in the Black Hills.
The State Department of Environment and Natural Resources has signed off on the permit. The department says there's sufficient water in the aquifer, and the permit won't impair other water rights in the area. The final call rests with a citizen panel, the State Water Management Board. It has unanimously approved the permit. Mineral Mountain is one of several companies exploring for gold in the Black Hills. The region has been mined for gold since the 1870s, but there's currently only one active large-scale gold mine in the area. That's the Wharf Mine near Terry Peak. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.